0603. I'm on Lombard and MLK, and I have a gentleman who may need medical attention. He seems pretty bad, and when he got off the bus, he stepped over the curb and fell.
I copy. Did you ask him if he needs medical attention?
I did, but he's answering, and he's still just kind of laying there.
I copy. Do you see any injury on him, like any bleeding or anything?
No.
I copy. Well, if I can have you get out of your seat and go try to see if you can get him to respond to you and see if he needs medical.
I did that already, and he's not answering.
Is he conscious?
Yes.
How old do you think he is?
I can try and get him off the ground. I mean, he's just not really, seems very, like, wasted, so.
I copy. Your radio is cutting out a little bit. How old do you think he is? And did you say you think he's intoxicated, maybe?
He's probably about 60, and yes, he is extremely intoxicated.
I copy. Yeah, we don't want to send medical unless somebody is requesting it. If you could see, like, a you know, if he was bleeding or something, so we would know that he needed it. But if he's not responding, just ask him one more time. If he doesn't respond again, I will call, you know, so we make sure that he's okay. But if you could just do that one last time, see if he'll respond to you. But if he doesn't, then I'll be sending medical, okay?
Okay, do you want me to call you back?
I'll just stay on the line.
Yes, he says he needs medical.
I copy. And will you ask him if he'll respond where he's feeling pain at?
Hang on.
Standing by.
He's really... I do see blood.
Your radio cut out. You said, I really... And then you said you saw blood. Where's the blood at?
He is not really responding to that question, but there is blood coming from this side of his face. It's, like, kind of pulled up on the ground now.
I copy.